The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Benz Metris fans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show. Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks, and welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, getting together, talking about things going on in the world. On a visit last week to Hong Kong, U.S. Envoy for Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, said the Chinese government was, quoting, at war with faith and has been misguided in Jinping policies that were essentially breeding terrorism. Also in the news, a column headlined, How the NBA's Riff with China laid bare the cost of free speech. That and more last week as the Commerce Department placed sanctions on some 28 groups in China. Leaders now denied visas into the U.S. of those groups. But, of course, these are noted by, I think, Bob Fu, for one, as the most serious and comprehensive sanctions against that country since Tiananmen Square. Well, joining us to talk about all of this, Nathan Weininger, Director of Policy and Coalitions at 21 Wilberforce. Nathan, welcome, my friend.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
For people who might not have heard what has happened, explain why the NBA is trying to censor members of the organization who are Americans. What's going on there?
Well, last week, the Houston Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey, tweeted a simple statement, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. And then it seemed like the gates of tyranny were unleashed upon him. The Chinese consulate in Houston attacked his statement, and the NBA demanded that he retract it as well. The NBA issued what I think is a rather pathetic apology with, in fact, two different translations, one going to the Chinese government that was even more obsequious, using language that the Chinese government expects companies to say, basically quoting Chinese communist propaganda back to it to feed to its population. The Chinese Communist Party then canceled various events and threatened to cancel the $1.5 billion contract the NBA has for distribution of NBA content. All this stems from protests going on in Hong Kong right now, protests being led in many cases by people of faith, people with strong religious convictions, who are seeing their rights as Hong Kongers diminished. In fact, religious freedom rights, as you know, are in the crosshairs of the Communist Party. And as we see more and more horrific news coming out, it's vitally important that people who are concerned about these rights abuses, including religious freedom and free speech, stand together against this oppression that the Chinese Communist Party is now exporting to our major league sporting events here in the U.S.
And as I understand it, I remember one occasion I saw in the news a week or two ago, there were many Christians singing hymns in the Hong Kong protests. So some of these are fellow believers.
That is correct. Many people in the Hong Kong protests are Christian believers, as well as a few other different types of believers from different faith backgrounds. But Christians are leading these protests. They're standing in solidarity with the rights that they have as Hong Kongers, that they've been guaranteed under the one country, two-party system that China agreed to when it took over Hong Kong. And those rights are being systematically stripped away. they don't have to look far to see what their religious freedom rights would be like if China were to continue to impose and violate the agreements that it has made. It only has to look to what's happening to the Tibetan Buddhists for years, the internment camps that Uyghur Muslims are facing, as well as the increasing surveillance of Christians in the Christian heartland of China. We're now, according to Bob Fu, who you just mentioned earlier of China Aid, facial recognition cameras and that technology that was first tried out on Uyghur Muslims is now being used in Christian churches to survey who is there and make sure that they have registered who is going to churches. The cameras aren't facing the pulpit. They're sitting on the pulpit facing the congregation.
Now, back to the NBA. Is the NBA unique in this regard regarding China, or have other companies run into the same problems or just caved in?
Sadly, there are many Western companies that have done things like the NBA, and American companies is perhaps the most tragic. They have been built in this country on the rights, freedom of speech rights, freedom of assembly rights. Those are all vitally important to American companies, but they've capitulated, and they're doing it in big and small ways. Everyone from Apple to American Airlines to the shoe company Vans, and it's amazing how incredibly petty the Chinese government can be. In the American Airlines case, the Civilian Aviation Authority required that American Airlines no longer list Taiwan as a country within its systems. And the Vans situation, truly horrific situation, they disallowed participants within a competition to design sneakers to participate who were from Hong Kong, and then put out a truly Orwellian statement that said they were open for all voices to be able to contribute to that competition. There are more dangerous examples as well. Apple removed an app from its store, which allowed protesters exercising their rights to free speech and assembly in Hong Kong to know where police were congregating. These are the same police that have been accused credibly by various people and various organizations of committing torture and various human rights abuses. And these people, the protesters, were able to, through this app in the Apple store, able to know where some of those forces were. Apple removed that app under pressure from the Chinese Communist Party. So we see capitulations right and left from American companies who have used our system and our rights and our constitution to grow and to practice their entrepreneurship. And then they capitulate when there is the first hint of the Chinese Communist Party not liking what they're saying or doing.
Well, what can the United States do in this regard to confront this kind of censorship with China? And also, and maybe more practically for listeners, what can listeners do to get involved?
Well, we are very grateful that the Trump administration has stepped up in some pretty serious ways. As you mentioned, last week, the State Department placed visa restrictions for those coming to the U.S. When the U.S. says that religious freedom is a vital foreign policy goal of this country, we can see them taking actions on that. We see them taking actions because people that are responsible for detaining in concentration camps millions of Uyghur Muslims for nothing other than the fact that they are Muslim and that they are Uyghur, no crimes being accused, no evidence being presented, just illegally detaining them in concentration camps. The U.S. government has now sanctioned those people. They're not allowed to travel to the U.S. This is a very big deal because in elite Chinese society, sending your children to the U.S. is a mark for education, is a mark of status, and that becomes much more difficult when a particular individual is being sanctioned by a visa denial. We're also grateful that multiple companies, some of whom have ties to the U.S., some of whom have investments from U.S. firms that are invested in the types of technology that is meant to single out religious minorities for persecution, that some of those firms from China were also put on a list that no longer allows them to buy technology from American companies. This is vital. The tools and systems that we have built here in this country should not be used as tools of oppression. They should be used as tools of freedom. And we're grateful that the administration and the State Department has taken such a strong stance on this.
And I would say, go ahead. Yes.
Regarding what listeners can do, one of the things that China uses to control information is their great firewall. So, ironically, no one in China could see the tweets coming from the NBA until China told them about it. Well, we have tools to get around those, but the U.S. government agency that's responsible for that has been really not engaged. And so we're very hopeful that the next leader of the U.S. Agency for Global Media will be able to actually make a difference on that. And people can call their senator and ask for him to be confirmed as soon as possible. We think that we need leadership there. We at least need to have a vote to take place so that his recommendation from the administration for that position can be fully considered by the U.S. Senate.
Excellent. A lot of good information. We'll encourage folks to follow up at your website. Thank you, Nathan. Good to talk with you.
Thank you so much.
Again, Nathan Weiniger, Director of Policy and Coalitions at 21 Wilberforce, and that's their website, 21wilberforce.org. 21wilberforce.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property, and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
There's a brand new worship experience in the DMV. Reed Temple's New Life Laurel. Come out and experience vibrant worship and dynamic preaching every week by our lead team, Reverend Omari Hughes and Reverend Shalita Fombi.
The Moab experience has dulled and diluted your discernment. It's left you bitter. You're becoming cynical and jaded. The resentment is reflected in your face. You used to come through the church doors, and you used to have an effervescent presence about you. But now when we look at you, oh, you're sullen and you're sad. You're mad. The stench and the scent of the Moab experience is starting to permeate and pollute your personality.
When you're serving, there's a lot on your plate. And what I cannot understand is why, with all that you have on your plate, you worried about what I got going on my plate. It just is fascinating to me that the same people who are tattletelling on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are the same people. If you bowing down like you're supposed to be bowing down, how you know I'm standing up?
Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for teaching at the Laurel Beltsville Senior Activity Center, located at 7120 Conti Road, Laurel, Maryland. See you there.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate, 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900.
The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A Action Home Services. Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. Why did he do it? Why did the president pull out of Syria? Do you agree with it or not? Well, it depends on which side of the issue, of course, because there are two sides and more to it. But my guest this hour addresses it in a new column. As a matter of fact, he joins us, as he puts it, put a more nuanced take on the president's recent decision. Ken Timmerman is, among other things, a Nobel Peace Prize nominee, author of several books, including, by the way, his latest, ISIS Begins, a novel of the war in Iraq. It's available, by the way, at Amazon.com. He also served on the National Security Foreign Policy Advisory Board, Trump for President. And as many of you know, Republican nominee for Congress from District 8 in Maryland in 2012. And president and CEO of two important organizations, Foundation for Democracy in Iran at Iran.org, and some other things we'll mention as well. Ken, it's always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Don, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you have an in-depth, I think, knowledge of these matters in this region, perhaps, that very few may have when we consider how much time you've spent there. Let's go to your column, Why the Pullout from Syria Makes Sense. Obviously, you're not among those who support the who are against the president on this, and he's taken some real heat, as we know, from his own party and some of the more conservative members of his party. So give us your take on it from your perspective.
Well, look, the president ran for office pledging to end our endless wars. And that is how he's been presenting this decision to move 50 U.S. Soldiers who are at two positions along the Turkish border with Syria out of the way, so Turkey could go in there and secure certain parts of the border region from the Kurds. Now, the problem, there are a lot of problems, and I talk about this in my column and at Front Page Mag. People see this as a betrayal of the Kurds. But the president argues we can't be in this for 1,000 years in what essentially is a tribal battle between the Turks and the Kurds. They've been battling for 1,000 years, and they're going to continue battling for another 1,000 years. So it's not something where the president wants to get sucked into an endless war. And I should add to that, he believes that agents of the deep state would like to suck him into an endless war. And that, in fact, is what they have done in the past with George W. Bush. And he sees this kind of entanglement as a trap that he wants to avoid.
He has also, as I understand it, from what I've been reading, made the point very recently that, look, this is a matter of Kurds fighting for their own land. And also, I was reading earlier where he reminded us that the Kurds did not help us in World War II and Normandy and some other things. Can you put a perspective on his reaction with those words?
Well, he's absolutely correct. This is the Kurds fighting for their own land. Obviously, they are way outmatched by the Turkish military, the second largest military in NATO after our own. And that's the rub. Erdogan is an Islamist. He's an extremist. He is he's the president of Turkey. He is the he is probably more there's more responsibility for the creation of ISIS than anyone in the world. His family members personally benefit from ISIS. His son-in-law is marketing ISIS oil from Syria on the international markets. So we should have no illusions about what Erdogan is up to. I personally believe that the president should have put more pressure on Erdogan to break his contacts with ISIS. He didn't do that, but what he has said he will do is if Erdogan goes after the Kurds, if he massacres the Kurds, we will take serious economic action against Turkey. So he is holding out that club against the Turks to hopefully, in his eyes, prevent them from carrying out a massacre.
As again, I'm sure you're aware, the President Erdogan yesterday tweeted, the Turkish armed forces together with the Syrian National Army just launched Hashtag Operation Peace Spring against PKK slash YPG and the Daesh terrorists in northern Syria. Our mission is to prevent the creation of a terror corridor across our southern border and bring peace to the area. And yet there are many saying that is empty words in terms of what his real agenda is. Is it believable or not?
Those are empty words compared to what his real agenda is. His real agenda is to smash the Kurds. His agenda is also, I believe, to release the 11,000 ISIS fighters who are currently being guarded by the Kurds in the area that they control, and essentially to reflag them, if you wish, to give them new uniforms and let them go out there under Turkish auspices to battle the Kurds all across the quite long frontier between Turkey and Syria. That's the real fear here. And does the United States, here's the president's calculation, does the United States really want to get in the middle of this kind of war? Because it's bloody, it's brutal, and the Turks are determined to keep the Kurds from having any national aspirations along the border.
Well, there are those who say there was a premature pullout of Iraq years ago. You and I have talked about that before as well, and it left a vacuum. That really exacerbated the problem, made the end worse than the beginning, and that the same will happen here. He pulls out of this region, and even though contra Lindsey Graham saying that ISIS isn't defeated, there are still those who are in great fear that ISIS will resurrect because of what you just described, its relinkage with Erdogan.
Well, that is the fear. Now, remember, the president has never said ISIS itself has been destroyed. He said their territorial caliphate has been destroyed. And by the way, Lindsey Graham agrees with that. He agrees that the territorial caliphate has been destroyed. What hasn't been destroyed is ISIS itself. And frankly, it won't be going down for 1,000 years. And we have to decide we want to engage in a 1,000-year struggle to reform Islam and political Islam, or whether we think it's better to leave that up to Muslim leaders.
You also mentioned in your column that, of course, you've visited this area through the years. You've spoken with Kurdish generals and others. From your on-the-ground experience, what is their sentiment to our pulling out?
Well, I think many of them feel betrayed, and I understand that they feel betrayed. On the other hand, we never pledged that we would be supporting their efforts to set up a state. We never said that. In fact, this president made it clear when the Kurds had a referendum in northern Iraq shortly after he took office. He did not support that. He pointedly told them, we don't want you to take moves towards independence because it's going to stir up a hornet's nest all around you, not just from the Iraqi government, but from Turkey as well. So we have never pledged to the Kurds that we would help them in their national aspirations. Some people think that's wrong. I get that. But let's just be clear about the fact. We've never made that pledge to them.
You also say that you can argue this point from both sides, that there are battles involving the U.S. national interests or there are not. Give us both sides of that argument.
Well, here's what's going on right now. The big picture, the big picture is that Iran is trying to suck us into a war on behalf of Saudi Arabia. And the reason I mentioned that, we're talking about Syria, but the reason I mentioned Iran and Saudi Arabia, because that's what's going on in the, if you zoom out the lens a little bit, Turkey is allied with Iranians, so they're trying to stir things up in this part of Syria, while the Iranians then focus on Yemen and try to get Saudi into a direct war the same way they had Iraq in a direct war in 1980. Trump doesn't want that. He doesn't want the foreign entanglement. And if Iran and Saudi Arabia wanted to get into a war, that's their problem, according to Trump. He would help them mediate if they can find a mediated solution. I don't think that's possible. And as I mentioned in this column, Don, I think we're all going to be raptured before there's a peace agreement between the Iranians and the Saudis and the Turks. And in fact, what I see lining up here is Ezekiel 38 and 39, where the Russians are using the land corridor between Iraq and Syria to directly bring their troops onto the ground in Syria from the Black Sea area. So you now have Turkey, Russia, and Iran allied in Syria on Israel's border.
And that's an important prophetic note that Ken is making. You read the column in its entirety
at frontpagemag.com. One more quick question. You've alluded to it already. The Iranians are really baiting him and trying to pull him the U.S. drone shot down a few weeks ago by the Revolutionary Guards. They really are what, trying to pull him into a war that is going to end up defeating him in 2020? That would make some sense if they can keep him out of the White House. There'd be nothing to make the mullahs any happier over there, right?
The Iranians are desperate to keep Trump from winning a re-election in 2020, and they believe, they are convinced, that if he swallows the bait and hits them back militarily, and Iran causes extreme damage to us, sinking an aircraft carrier, sinking major warships, that this will lead to Trump's defeat in 2020. That is their calculation, and the president's on to it. I think he understands this, and that's why he's being particularly cautious.
And one final sentence. I love the way you closed the column. I don't know of any other period in recent history where our military has done so much to defend our national interests with so few forces deployed around the world, and that is the world according to Trump. So he deserves a lot of credit, whether anybody wants to give it to him, especially those on the left and the no-Trumpers.
So, Don, I think so. We've got only two aircraft carrier groups around the world, one in the South China Sea and the other one off of the coast of Oman and Iran, and they are essentially handling our national security interests.
Take a moment, take 30 seconds, tell us about the Foundation for Democracy in Iran, what it's about, iran.org on the web, and anything else you can tell us about the Christian community underground, as it were, in Iran. There's great hope there, is there not?
There is great hope there, and one of my favorite groups is Elam Ministries, E-L-A-M Ministries. They send Bibles in Persian into Iran. They estimate there are about 350,000 Iranians in organized underground house churches. Our foundation, Iran.org, has been helping the pro-freedom movement. We've been helping primarily with information and to educate populations here in the United States about what's going on inside Iran and the reality of who these mullahs are. They are the first Islamic State. I call it the Islamic State of Iran, not the Islamic Republic, but the Islamic State of Iran.
Good to talk with you as always. We'll do it again. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Don. God bless.
You too. Ken Timmerman. And again, two websites, kentimmerman.com, kentimmerman.com, and Iran, I-R-A-N, of course, iran.org. His Twitter is at Ken Timmerman. Facebook is Ken Timmerman as well.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What does actor Will Smith say was the best part of playing dual roles in Gemini Man?
It was definitely a benefit being a more experienced actor. I couldn't have done it the other way. So I couldn't have done the, at 23 years old, that they were going to create the 50-year-old version of me with this technology. That would have been a mess. This way, I was able to capture both characters because of the amount of experience that I've had.
Gemini Man, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. On my radio show in recent days, I've been asking Beltway reporters if they think House Democrats run the risk of turning the impeachment inquiry into a kangaroo court by repeatedly breaking with the precedents of impeachment past. They all agreed, yes, there is a risk, though each of them evaluated the size of that risk differently. Simply put, Democrats are moving forward without a full floor vote and without the legal standards that have marked impeachments throughout our nation's history. White House counsel Pat Cipollone points out, and I quote, precedent for the rights to cross-examine witnesses, call witnesses, and present evidence dates back nearly 150 years. Yet the committees have decided to deny the president these elementary rights and protections that form the basis of the American justice system, close quote. This is not just about the president. Speaker Pelosi and her party are rejecting the deeply embedded ideals of due process for the accused. It's a terrible mistake. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-54-BIBLE. That's 844-54-BIBLE. 844-54-BIBLE.
Seeing delays on the 270 spur southbound between 270 and the Beltway. Fairfax County Parkway southbound heavy between Lee Highway and Pope's Head Road. On the outer loop, it's slow between the Eisenhower Avenue connector and Telegraph Road. Also slow on the outer loop between Dulles Toll Road and Little River Turnpike. George Washington Parkway southbound, heavy between Washington Boulevard and the 14th Street Bridge. This report is sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09, October 18th through the 21st. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
Clear tonight. Chilly overnight. Low 45 outside the Beltway. 52 in the district. Mostly sunny tomorrow and pleasant. High 73. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Low 53 to 58. Cloudy on Wednesday with periods of rain along with the thunderstorm. High 65. Windy and cool on Thursday. Intervals of clouds and sunshine. High 61. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Arce.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at AactionHomeServices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Hey, I want to quickly get in a few more thank yous from folks who've been helping us in our campaign with the Bible League. The captain and Mrs., the first name only, Joaquin in Manassas, Virginia, a $200 gift. Anonymous donor from Fort George, Meade, a $1,000 gift. Susan in Alexandria, $150. Ricky in Oxon Hill, $30. Somaram in Burtonsville, $100. Mr. and Mrs. David, first name only, Round Hill, Virginia, $100. Joshua in Prince Frederick, $50. Eden in Silver Spring, $100. Those are some of the names that have come in that have helped us get to where we are now. At 51.48% of goal, you have provided 3,460 Bibles, and that means a goal to go still of 3,260 more. Now, even though the passport matching money has all been covered now, it's been matched, there still is a matching at the national level. So every dollar you're giving is still going to be doubled when you make your call, make your gift. Whatever the amount, it's going to be doubled. It's going to make a difference.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Yes-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673 or online at our website, WAVA.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner. Henry Blackaby said, will God ever ask you to do something you are not able to do? The answer is yes, all the time. It must be that way for God's glory and kingdom. If we function according to our ability alone, we get the glory. If we function according to the power of the Holy Spirit within us, God gets the glory. He wants to reveal himself to a watching world. And folks, I believe that's true in every aspect of our lives. Right now, God may be speaking to you to do something that's beyond your ability financially to do. But if it's God speaking to you, he will honor your faith and he will honor that gift, whatever it is that he's putting on your heart. Chuck Colson said, the Bible, banned, burned, beloved. Most widely read, more frequently attacked than any other book in history. Generations of intellectuals have attempted to discredit it. Dictators of every age have outlawed it and executed those who read it. yet soldiers carried it into battle, believing it more powerful than their weapons. Fragments of it smuggled into solitary prison cells have transformed ruthless killers into gentle giants. It is the life-changing agent that God has put in our hands, and he's telling us, what are you going to do with it? Actually asking us, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to just keep it to yourself, or are you willing to share it with others? When we realize what it costs some people in other countries just to try to win their own children to Christ, that itself is amazing.
We cannot preach to children under 18. That is their practice and law. But when the parents bring kids to the church, when you can teach them English and then you can send the gift of gospel to them, it is a great joy.
Just think of that you and I can share, and I pray that you do. I know many of you do. My life has been richly blessed by the fact that I grew up in a home where the Bible was paramount from my earliest days. I've often told the story, even at my own church at Plymouth Haven, that my mother especially found out early on that my favorite piece of literature, if you will, as a boy, was the comics. And I would run for the newspaper and grab the comics every day as quickly as I could. She caught on to that, and she, as I got a little older, she said, "Son, you may not read the comics until you've read a few verses of the scripture." What a loathsome punishment that was. But it enriched my life in ways that I can't even imagine, really, as I think of the love for God's word that my family built into my life. I'm sure many of you are doing the same thing, but think of that woman who says, we want to share our faith and share the word of God with our children, but it may cost us dearly to do that. So that's another reason why we're saying, would you go to the phone and help these people make Bibles available to them? Bible League will take care of getting it into their heart, into their hands. I assure you of that. But it's our part to just simply say, okay, here's 5 Bibles, here's 50 Bibles, here's 100, here's 500 Bibles, here's my gift right now. And the number to do that is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, or online at our website, wava.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. For nearly 11 years, Park Chin-mei monitored North Korea's border with China, arresting people for smuggling in contraband while committing the same crime himself. But even this hardened smuggler wouldn't touch the most dangerous type of contraband, a Bible. It wasn't worth the risk. It wasn't until Chin-mei fled to South Korea to start a new life that he finally faced his fears. Picking up a Bible in a settlement camp, Chin-mei began reading the scriptures and realized that true freedom was only available through Christ. Pray for North Koreans who still don't have access to Bibles, that God will bring the light of his word to this isolated country.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
There's a brand new worship experience in the DMV. Reed Temple's New Life Laurel. Come out and experience vibrant worship and dynamic preaching every week by our lead team, Reverend Omari Hughes and Reverend Shalita Fombi.
The Moab experience has dulled and diluted your discernment. It's left you bitter. You're becoming cynical and jaded. The resentment is reflected in your face. You used to come through the church doors and you used to have an effervescent presence about you. But now when we look at you, oh, you're sullen and you're sad. You're mad. The stench and the scent of the Moab experience is starting to permeate and pollute your personality.
When you're serving, there's a lot on your plate. And what I cannot understand is why, with all that you have on your plate, you worried about what I got going on my plate. It just is fascinating to me that the same people who are tattletelling on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are the same people. If you bowing down like you're supposed to be bowing down, how you know I'm standing up?
Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for teaching at the Laurel Beltsville Senior Activity Center, located at 7120 Conti Road, Laurel, Maryland. See you there.
Nobody wakes up and says, today is the day that I get to look into whether refinancing my mortgage would be smart. The perception of refinancing is that it's often as smooth as shaving with a cheese grater, which we're guessing is not smooth. But our Faith and Family Mortgage team would ask you to consider two things. One, rates have gotten awesomely lower as of late. And while we normally don't talk about rates going up and down, because we try to just be here when the time is right for you, if you've been thinking about trying to lower your monthly payment a bit before Christmas, or if you've been thinking about cashing out a chunk of equity, now would be a time to at least think about it. Secondly, times have changed. We don't have a fancy app, but we do have a team specifically committed to WAVA. And if refinancing is right for you, we're going to do all the work so that you don't have to worry about the stress. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at AActionHomeServices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Yes Words, the number to call with your gift to the Bible League campaign, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, $5 buys a Bible, multiply that, if you would, as generously as your checkbook and your heart will allow. That's an amazing thing to be able to purchase and provide and place a Bible anywhere in the world for $5. None of us could, of course, afford to do that on our own, but the Bible League is saying we'll do it if you'll just provide the resource for the Bibles. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We know that scripture well, many of us. The wicked shall be turned into hell, however, is another scripture, and all the nations that forget God. That's another scripture of another sort. The nation who honors and knows the Lord and honors his word is blessed. Those who turn away from that word of God and the God of that word are destined for disaster. No other two ways to put it. Albert Bayard Cummins wrote this. The empire of Caesar is gone. The legions of Rome are smoldering in the dust. The avalanches of Napoleon hurled upon Europe have melted away. The prince of the pharaohs is fallen. The pyramids that raised to be their tombs are sinking every day in the desert sands. Tyre is a rock for bleaching fishermen's nets. Sidon has scarcely left a wreck behind, but the word of God still survives. All things that threaten to extinguish it have only aided it. And it proves every day how transient the noblest monument that men can build and how enduring is the least word that God has spoken. Now, I haven't seen the story in years. I trust I have my facts correct, but as I recall, Of course, many of you know the French satirist, brilliant atheist Voltaire was an enemy of the cross, an enemy of the faith, an enemy of God. And I believe it was Voltaire who predicted that within 50 years of his lifetime, the Bible would cease to exist. As I recall the story, at some point, his own house was turned into a place for producing and distributing Bibles. I'll have to check the details again. But in any event, there is that long train of shipwrecks of men and women who've stood against the Word of God and have not survived it, but rather it has survived them and will one day stand to be their judge. What about us? What are we going to do with this powerful force? That's really what this call is all about, this call to share the Word of God. And there are so many who, as we've already said, desperately need it. They're longing and praying and hoping for just something, just a few copies of the Bible. I've played this clip in an earlier hour. It's one of my favorite audio clips from the Bible League because every time it reminds me when I hear it, how far would I go to provide the Bible for some other people? You say, well, for example, would you drive from here to another state altogether? You say, of course I would. If it was necessary, would you drive across the country in your comfortable air-conditioned car to provide some Bibles to those, God knows the left coast needs it too, right? You say, of course I would, Don. Of course I'd do whatever I could. Well, how about this? Would you do what this brother, Pastor Romeo, did?
No, there are islands that you have to fly 2 hours by plane from Manila, and you have to travel 6 hours by boat. Now they have Bibles now, because one of the impact of the Project Philip program is among the mountains, what we call the Sierra Madre. You know, two pastors deep from the mountain, they had to rise up 3 a.m. and walk for 2 hours. And after that, they have to ride a banca across the river, along the river. But their banca is only a floating log of a coconut trunk. And they have to do that for an hour and then walk again for 3 hours just to get hold of those precious Bibles. And when they have those copies, they will return in the same way again to bring those Bibles to people whom they are ministering.
I just am moved by that when I hear it. They walk out of the mountains for, what, 2 or 3 hours. They ride in a floating log for a boat, and then they walk again to get the Bibles. Then they reverse that trek to go back home with the scriptures. And you hear him. This is not something they just do once, but it's their lifestyle, their hunger for the Word of God, and those to whom they're ministering is so great, they're willing to. And you can only imagine the risk of life and limb, either from the elements or animals or even enemies of the cross who would love to interrupt them and destroy what they're trying to do. All we're at, I mean, it really, when you think about it, it kind of is embarrassing, isn't it, that all we're being asked to do is pick the phone up. No danger there, right? Make a call. Say, I would like, or go online. In our comfortable offices, homes, whatever. And believe me, I want to say that often. I don't begrudge any of the creature comforts we've been given in this country. I celebrate them. I thank God for them. It's made our work so much easier to get it done. But it also has removed a lot of the excuses that we might otherwise have. These brothers aren't looking for excuses. They're saying we want to get those Bibles and we'll do whatever we have to get them. So I'm asking you, would you join people like that right now with a generous gift, a $500 gift? I need some of those right now. A $1,000 gift. We need some of those. And yes, we need the $5 and $50 and $100 gifts. So nobody should feel left out. We need you right now at 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. I'll say it one more time. 800-937-9673. If you're at your computer, just go online to WAVA.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner.
Thank you. Grace Covenant Church presents On Earth as in Heaven Worship Conference, October 18th and 19th in Chantilly, Virginia. Speakers are a faculty of prophetic pastors, award-winning music executives, anointed worship leaders, and songwriters, presenting sessions on navigating corporate worship, worship in a diverse church, the business of the music industry, AV and lighting, and more interactive topics. Conference registration is $50. The conference will conclude with a concert by award-winning artist Travis Green on October 19th at 7 p.m. Concert tickets are $25. For more information, visit www.gracecovworship.com.
If you could ease the suffering of a persecuted Christian right now, would you? Hi, Don Crow here with WAVA, and I know you would. Hebrews 13:3 urges us to remember those who are mistreated, noting that when the body of Christ anywhere suffers, we suffer together. These believers live where evangelism is criminalized, where churches are burned, and where Bibles are scarce. They need the hope found only in God's Word, and your gift today lets them know they're not forgotten. For only $5, a believer like Anna in Africa will receive a Bible, be discipled in her new faith, and trained to share Christ. $35 sends 7 Bibles. And a limited-time Bible for Bible match will help us meet our goal of sending the hope of God's Word to nearly 7,000 persecuted Christians. Become a Bible sender today by calling 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or, if you prefer, you can go online to our website, WAVA.com, and click on the Bible League banner.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. 5858, or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com.
So I have been so confident once I experienced God's power in my life, just 1.5 months, and that I could go around and share the word of God with many people. I'll be bringing about 40 of them to Christ with us.
That clip is so powerful, and yet it runs by so quickly. It's about 15 seconds long. This is a woman named Nina who's speaking, and of course the translator's telling us from Thailand what she's saying. Just a Christian, one and a half months, already has led 40 people to Jesus Christ. And that ought to challenge us. It ought to embarrass us if we have not been sharing our faith the way we should with all the freedoms we have. As you know, many of these people do so under great duress, great danger, great risk. But the point is that these are the same people. Well, just as case in point, if you think about it, she has 40 new believers who I think it would be fair to say now need 40 new Bibles. And we learn the story because of the work of the Bible League. So the Bible League brings us this story, and there's so many more like it. And they say, look, these people are out winning their villages to Christ. They're winning their nations to Christ. They're winning their neighbors to Christ. They are bringing in brothers and sisters who are former Muslims, former Hindus, or whatever other religious background, former animists. And they are bringing them into the glorious light of the gospel. Now what do we do? They desperately need these Bibles. So these Bibles, I can assure you, do not go and sit on a shelf somewhere in some foreign country, whether it's India or Egypt or Ethiopia or Thailand or Philippines or wherever. They are immediately put right into work, if you will, in nourishing these new believers and helping them come into a place of real maturity in the Christian faith. So that's why we're asking you, would you help us minister to those new converts, those new believers, and those searching souls who are hungry and want a Bible? Bible League is doing everything it can, but they need our partnership and help as well. Your gift of $5, $50, $100, $1,000, $500, anything you can give, I beg you to make that call. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at our website, WAVA.com. God bless you. Thank you so much for doing it right now.
Life Today with Bob Lapine and David and Ann Wilson is heard weekdays at 7:30 a.m. on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.